Srinarottam Das Thakur Mahashaya Ki Jai. So all the words of the great Nitya Siddhas or Sadhana Siddhas, whatever Narottam Das Thakur is, great devotee, Lord, one of our great Rasik Jan, and great Acharya of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Every word of his is coming from the transcendental realm. It's powerful, perfect, pure, elevating, and power and surcharged with meaning and bhakti. So he's begging Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, O Prabhu, be merciful to me. Without, it says, Bina Toma, without you, Bina Toma Ke, who in this world, it says, without you, who in this world is merciful? No one in this world is merciful. Jagat Sam, Samsara, the whole Jagat is lost in the Samsara until Lord Chaitanya came. He's Patita Pavan. He's delivered the fallen. That's his purpose. But you won't find Mo Sama Patita Prabhu. You won't find anyone equally as fallen as I am. So please be merciful to me. And you've come, Lord Gauranga, you've come with Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda is always happy in transcendental bliss of Prem, Prem Ananda Sukhi. So on one side we have Gornitai, on the other side we have Patita Pavan Jiva, we have me. And I'm praying, oh Lord Nityananda, because you're inseparable from Gauranga, Gornitai, Nitai Gaur, Nitai Gauranga. Oh Lord Nityananda, you're always relishing the mellows of divine love, the bliss of divine love. You're eternally blissful, Nityananda. His name means that, Nityananda. He's eternally blissful. Why? Because he's absorbed in Sevananda, Prem Sevananda, Prem Sevananda of Radharani, Prem Sevananda of Krishna, Prem Sevananda of Gauranga, and Prem Sevananda of all the Jivas, the bliss of serving all the Jivas, Prem Sevananda. Haha, Prabhu, Nityananda, Premananda, Sukhi. But what about me? On one side is you, on the other side is me. You're the Prem Vishaya, I'm the Prem Ashraya. You're the object of love. I am the giver of seva. Who am I? Kripa, he says, I am Borodukhi. Ami Borodukhi, Borodukhi. I am very unhappy and miserable. Lochan, Avalokan. Just glance at me with your mercy, Nitai. Just a glance. So this is a nice prayer. When you go, you see a deity of Lord Nityananda, Gaur Nitai. You memorize this one little prayer. Because we're stupid, you know, it's Kali Yuga. We can't memorize Astakams and all these things. You use too many words. Our brains are too dull. You have to be some kind of computer person to memorize all these things. So either in your own words, in your own Croatian language or Russian or whatever, Persian or, you know, Tamil or English or whatever, you pray with this idea. You're happy. Oh, Nityananda, you look so blissful. Every ever see a Nityananda deity not looking blissful? Every deity of Nityananda looks blissful. Every murti of Nityananda looks very happy and blissful. Anand. So you pray, oh, you're very happy, Sukhi. You're a Sukhi, you're happy. And why? Because you're absorbed in Krishna Prem and the bliss of Krishna Prem Seva. So please bless me. I'm really unhappy. I'm Dukhi. I'm so unhappy. I'm so miserable with my life and with the people in my life and my everything about this place. So please be merciful. Just glance at me. You're there looking at me. I'm looking at you. I'm taking darshan, or you're taking my darshan. I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. Are you glancing at me with mercy? Yes or no? Well, if I'm not begging for mercy, and I'm not asking, then maybe you're not even giving. But I'm looking, and I'm asking, I'm praying also. Please, Kripa Avalok. Everyone's getting the Avalokan. Alokan. Alokana means glance. Prema Vilochan. Vilochan, in that Brahma Samhita. Premanjana. Premanjana. So we have to coat our eyes with praying. So here he's praying, oh please, your eyes are full of kripa, glance at me. And then he's praying to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and the teen Prabhus. He's praying to the teen Prabhus. Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Prabhu. Oh, husband of Sita Devi. Oh, Gosai Advaita. I need your kripa. I need the strength of your kripa. He says, kripa bala. And Nittai, he wants a glance. Oh, Nittai, give me a glance. Kripa alokan. But when he approaches Advaita and prays to Advaita, Advaita, give me strength. Give me mercy strength. Not just a glance, but I want, give me that kripa bala. Give me the full power, giving you the full power of your mercy. Because, you know, you liberate, you're the one that brought Lord Gauranga to this world. And when, because of bringing Gauranga, then all his associates. So Advaita is the cause of Gauranga, and Advaita is the cause of Srivas. Who came first? Who was first? Advaita. Advaita is 50, older than anyone. Mahavishnu, God has a great beard, you know, a long beard. They say God has a long, great beard. Mahavishnu is God. So he's 125. He was 56 years older than Lord Chaitanya when he was born. Nityananda is only a few years older. 20 or so. 15 or so. And all the others are younger. So the Panchatattva, who's the oldest? Way by far. Advaitacharya was in Navadvipa Mandal. He was in Navadvipa Mandal, Shantipur Navadvipa. He was there 50 years before any of the other Panchatattva. So because most of our understanding, information about the Panchatattva, we know about Gauranga and Nityananda, because the two most popular books in Gaudiya Sampradaya are Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So obviously books about Lord Chaitanya are principally and primarily about Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Bhagavat is obviously about mostly about Lord Chaitanya, his life and teachings. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is life and teachings. But not only is Chaitanya Bhagavat the life and teachings, but it's written by a devotee of Nityananda. Because Vrindavan Das Thakur, Vedavyasa Vrindavan Das Thakur, is the son of Narayani. Narayani was a disciple of Nityananda, direct disciple. Or I believe so, if my memory serves me correctly. And so he was a great devotee, so that so much glories of Nityananda are there. But now to get the full picture, get a more bigger picture of Advaita's glories, we read books like Advaita Prakash, which are written by the personal servant of Advaita. So he came, and by the mercy of Advaita, then the whole Panchatattva came. So that's the power of his mercy. The power of his mercy. When Narottam Das is praying to Nittai, he's saying, Avalokan, please give me a glance of your kripa. Kripa Avalokana. Why? Because I'm miserable. He says, I'm dukhi, I'm miserable. But you're happy and blissful in prem. So I want that prem. I want that bliss. And then he prays to Advaita, so he's going to pray for something different. He's saying, oh, you're like an oshna kripa. Not only you give prem, you brought the Lord, your kripa brought the Lord, but the whole movement to save the material world was brought down by Advaitacharya. Because he wanted to liberate all the souls. Because he's the source of all the souls, Mahavishnu. I was thinking that once. Mahavishnu is like the father has 10 sons. And they grow up and all become criminals. And the father says, oh, what can I do? My 10 sons are all gundas and criminals. Then he turns to his friend. He says, I've been trying my best to preach to my sons and engage them in chanting Hare Krishna. I'm preaching Bhagavatam and Gita to them regularly. I'm having classes in Shantipur in my house. And I'm going around Navadvipa in different places giving classes. But my sons, they just won't listen. Can you help me? I need some help. I heard you're really powerful. Can you help me? Can you help me turn my sons into devotees? So who is that father? The father is Advaita. He's the father of mankind. Because he's Mahavishnu. Where are the jivas come from? Mahavishnu. So how much connected we are to Advaitacharya. So sometimes, you know, people that aren't so educated in Gaudiya, they minimize the position of Advaitacharya. But actually, you know, it's like he's so humble and in such a servant mood that the glories of Advaita are little known in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, are very little known. Because the Advaita Parivara is not so vast, it's not so big. The Nityananda Parivara is very vast. So we have, there are many, many books about the life and teachings of Advaita Acharya, but Advaita Prakash is probably the most complete and comprehensive of all those books. So he's praying to Advaita for the strength, by the strength of your mercy. Because he's saying, oh, please be merciful to me, because Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nittai. So everyone's saying Chaitanya Nittai, Chaitanya Nittai. But Narottam, who is our Mahajan, who is our Acharya, he's saying you can't get Chaitanya. Because Raghunath Das Goswami, he wanted to get Chaitanya. He saw Lord Chaitanya, met Lord Chaitanya. He tried to run away two or three times. So many times he tried to run away from his house in Navadvip, or somewhere around there, wherever it was, nearby there, and go to Puri to join Lord Chaitanya. But he couldn't get out. So finally, he got the mercy of Nityananda. And Panihati, and then he was able to attain Lord Chaitanya. But to back it up a little bit, because here, Narottam is showing there's someone else in the formula besides. It's not that you need Nittai to get Gaur. You need Nittai to get Gaur, and you need Gaur to get Radha and Krishna. So you need Nittai to get Radha and Krishna. That's why Narottam sings a song. Nittai kripa bine bai Radha Krishna payate nai. Nittai kripa bine bai. Hey bai, hey bhai, hey brother. Without the mercy of Nittai, you can't attain Radha and Krishna. But then the next question is, how do you get the mercy of Nittai? To get the mercy of Nittai, you need the Kripa Bala of Advaita. And this is indicated in this prayer, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, by Narottam Das Thakur, Savarna Sri Gora Padapadme. The words of Narottam are gospel, they're Praman. Narottam Das Prem Bhakti Chandrika Prarthana, which is a song from Prarthana. These songs are worshipped and commented on. And in Bengali, there's been tikkas written on this song by Anantadas Pandit. Just like Prem Bhakti Chandrika, there's also Prarthana. Prarthana, there's tikkas. Is that in Russian? Do you have the Russian Prarthana? I don't think it's in English. I haven't seen it. Prarthana with Anantadas' tikkas? I've not seen. I've seen some verses, a few verses that were translated from Bengali. He didn't leave anything untouched. But this, I'm seeing this nice point in this song, a very nice point, to glorify Advaita Acharya. Of course, that's if anyone reads deeply and clearly the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, he will really see that, because that point is brought out that with this story of Raghunath Das, that no one can get the mercy of Chaitanya without the mercy of Nityananda. But also it's brought out that forget about Lord Chaitanya Nityananda. No one can get Lord Chaitanya without Advaita because he brought them here. He brought Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya, before Lord Chaitanya descended, he sent some of his other associates to appear before him, like Balaram. Balaram's his elder brother in Krishna Leela, so he sent him first. Before Krishna comes to this world, he sends his entourage. And all the Yadavas take birth, and all demigods and other associates of the Lord. This is in the birth of Lord Krishna, 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 1, it describes there how Lord Krishna sent all of his associates to come before him, and then he descended. So similarly, Advaita is Mahavishnu, and all these jivas who were stuck in this Kali Yuga material world were suffering and miserable, and even Mahavishnu came himself to teach everyone. He said, listen, I'm Mahavishnu. I'm the origin of all you stupid guys. You guys are all in Maya. You guys are all nonsense. And you're just doing demigod puja and having elaborate weddings and spending all kinds of money on worshipping all kinds of devis and devas. And you don't care about God. You don't want to chant Krishna's holy name or worship Bhagavan. You're Hindus in name only. You're just materialists. And you're just interested in karma kanda. No one's interested in bhakti. So Mahavishnu came as a guru, as a teacher, Advaita Acharya. And he had different tolls and schools in Navadvipa and Shantipur. And he was traveling and teaching bhakti. And only a handful of people gathered around him slowly. But no one was interested. So he was exasperated and unhappy. So he said, "Oh, my sons are in Maya. I need your help. Can you help me?" So then he turned to God and he started worshipping Bhagavan. "Hey, Bhagavan!" And worshipping Bhagavan's representation in Damodar Shila, one Damodar Shalagram Shila, and Tulsi plant, and offering Tulsi leaves and Chandan and Gangajal, and bathing and praying, "Please come, oh Bhagavan, please come. I'm little Bhagavan. I'm Mahavishnu Bhagavan. But I need Swayam Bhagavan. I'm Bhagavan Mahavishnu. But I can't tackle these guys. I can't tackle these Kali Yugites. They're too slippery. They're like Bengali fish. They just slip out of your hands, you know. They're like the fish in the Ganga. These Jagai Muddais, they're just slipping out of my hands. I'm preaching to these Brahmins. They just throw rocks at me. So I'm an old man. I run away to save my head, you know." So they just won't listen to my message. So I need the big Bhagavan. I need my big brother Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna. Krishna, you have to come. It's all one thing. Pancha Tattvakam Krishnam. Pancha Tattvakam Krishnam. Krishna. Pancha Tattvakam. Krishna's come in five forms, five truths. Pancha Tattvakam Krishnam. Bhakta Rupa Surupakam. Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. So Shivas Thakur, Gadadhar, Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, they're all Krishna. They are all equally Krishna. So Krishna came as Advaita and said, "Oh, big Krishna, come now." So then Krishna came as Gauranga. So Narottam is realizing that I need the mercy of Nityananda to attain prema, and to the premananda sukhi, the bliss of prema, the bliss and happiness of prema. I need the mercy of Nityananda. "Ha ha, Prabhu Nityananda, please give me your mercy, give me prema. Make me happy by engaging me in the prema seva Radha Krishna." So he realizes, but then, after praying to Nityananda, Narottam thinks, "Well, wait a minute. But how do I get the mercy? I can't get the mercy of Gauranga, the Patita Pavanavatar, without the mercy of the Mahapatita Pavanavatar. The Mahapatita Pavanavatar is Nityananda." Nityananda. Patita Pavanavatar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Mahapatita Bhavanavatar Nityananda Prabhu ki.
Jai.
What? Jai. Jai Nitai.
Jai
Nitai.
Jai Nitai.
After praying to Nityananda, Narottam realized, "Oh, but Nityananda is not so easy to approach. He's a Brahmin. He's an Avadut. He's in his own ecstasy. Half the time he's in Balya Bhav. The other time he's Avadut. And sometimes he's jumping on someone's shoulders, or he's jumping on the crocodiles in the Ganga and swimming out there. And sometimes he's going up to girls and saying, 'Marry me.' And he's saying all kinds of things. Sometimes he jumps on Malini's lap and acts like a baby. And so it's very hard to approach him. So how will I get the mercy? How will I get this avalokan, this creep avalokan of Nitai? How will I get, Advaita Gosai? Daya Koro Sita Pati Advaita Gosai." So then he turns. He says, Your Kripa has the power. You, with your power, if I get the power from Advaita Acharya, then I can get the mercy of Nityananda. Then I can get Prem Seva. And then I can attain Gauranga and Radha Krishna and the Kunjas of Vrindavan. But not only do I need the teen Prabhus, I need Advaita Prabhu, I need Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, but I need the devotees. I need the associates, the intimate associates of Gauranga. Nitai, we need the eternal associates, Srup Damodar. We need the six Goswamis. And because Narottam is in Lokanath's parampara, he prays to his guru, Lokanath. I need the sadhus and guru. Sadhu guru and Krishna. Krishna, sadhu and guru. Sadhu sangha and guru. So in the next prayer, he prays to the sadhus. He prays to his guru, Guru Varg. He's initiating Guru Lokanath and his Shiksha Gurus, Surup Damodar, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath, and Raghunath Bhatta, and Sri Jiva. So he prays to the six Goswamis. He chai gosai kori charanan vandan yahoite bignanash abhishta puran Sri Rup Sri Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. And Nam Kirtan or some bhajan by Narottam, he's praying that we need the mercy of the six Goswamis. He chai gosai kori charanan vandan. I worship the charana. I worship the lotus feet of the six Goswamis. He chai gosai kori charana vandan yaho hoite bigna nash abhishta puran. Bignan. Bhakti vigna manashan Nrsingh Bhagavan ki. So, in general, we think of Nrsingadev. We pray to Nrsingha avatar to destroy our anarthas and aparads. That means vignan. Vignan means inauspiciousness and bad things, obstacles. Vignan nash. Nash means to destroy. Nashati. Name bhakti pranashati. Pranashati. Krishna says in Gita, name bhakti pranashati. My devotee is never destroyed. That's the promise of Krishna in Gita. So, he's praying to the team Prabhus, to Krishna and his guru and Shiksha Guru, Sad Goswamis. So in that bhajan, he says, by the mercy of the six Goswamis, I can overcome all obstacles. Then he prays to his dearest friends. Because we have our Shiksha Gurus, and we have our Diksha Guru, then we have our godbrothers. Our godbrothers and our sangha, and our friends that we associate with. Like I may be a disciple of one ISKCON Guru, or one Gaudiya Math, or any guru, but I have my friends I associate with, and they're different gurus. Disciples are different gurus. But we all get together and speak Hari Katha and do Kirtan together. So now he closes his prayer by glorifying his good friends, who are also devotees. These three devotees are always together. They're like inseparable. Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas, Ramchandra Kaviraj. So here he remembers them. And he said he wants their mercy also. I need the mercy of my friends. I need the mercy of my teachers, and I need the mercy of God. And that applies to all of us. All of us need the mercy of our friends, we need the mercy of our gurus, and we need the mercy of God. So this prayer is indicating this direction also, this point, that he's praying for the mercy of God and the teen Prabhu's form, and the six Goswamis as Shiksha Gurus, and his own guru. And a Shiksha Suru Damodar. It's very interesting to note that because we're not that informed about the glories of Dvaitacharya, at least I was not till I read more Shastras. So it's amazing how many great devotees are connected to Advaita and Advaita Parivar. Dvaitacharya initiated a devotee named Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami took Diksha from Advaitacharya. Lokanath Goswami initiated Narottam Das Thakur, you must be knowing, as his only disciple. So generally, the modern-day members of that Parivar, they say, we're in Narottam Parivar. Just like people that are in the Brahma Sampradaya, they're in Brahma Sampradaya. There are four Vaishnav Sampradayas, Sri and Rudra and Kumara and like this, Vishnu. So they generally say, we're in the Madhva Sampradaya. So they say, we're in the Narottam Parivar. Have you heard this term? Narottam Parivar. I'm initiated in Narottam Parivar. So that means that their gurus and guru goes back to Narottam, and Narottam's guru is Lokanath. So who's Lokanath's guru? The only place that's told, the only shastra that anywhere in shastra that tells, it doesn't tell the guru, because Lord Chaitanya didn't initiate anyone. But the people that are in the Narottam Parivar, when you see their Dikshapatra, like you have, it's called Dikshapatra, you know, Guru, Saki Pharma Guru, this, the paper, the line of the gurus. It's just like your family lineage. Like you have your family lineage. I'm Joe Smith number one, or two. My father's number one, you know, there's lineage. So Parivar means family in Hindi, lineage. Your guru, parampara, lineage. So there, it doesn't tell anywhere in any shastra. Sri Chaitanya Mahakavya by Murari Gupta's biography, Chaitanya Mangal's biography, Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita doesn't tell anywhere that Lokanath took diksha from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But what it tells that he didn't, that Lord Gauranga did not initiate anyone. So the only bona fide shastra that's accepted by all Gaudiyas, except if one group doesn't so much appreciate it, but every other Gaudiya has accepted this book for the last 500 years, it's called Advaita Prakash. This book is bona fide, and all the acharyas, like Srila Natadas, Mavaji, and others, they accept this book. And in this Bengali book that was written almost 500 years ago by a direct disciple and associate of Advaita Acharya, who served him for 65 years. He was 5 years old, that this devotee was 5 years old, Ishan Nagar. He started serving in Advaita Acharya. And he took Diksha mantras from Sita Devi. So he wrote this. And he wrote in there the different disciples of Advaita Acharya. And so he said that Advaita Acharya initiated Lokanath. So the Lokanath, the Naratam Parivar, is actually the Advaita Parivar. And this is not MS says, this is Advaita Prakash. That Advaita Acharya gave Diksha to Lokanath, and Lokanath gave Diksha to Naratam. But if you meet members of Naratam and say this, hey, no, Lord Chaitanya gave him mantra, then you say, prove that in Shastra. And they can't prove any Shastra. They say, that's just what I received from my guru. And I say, well, we can prove by this Shastra that everyone accepts that you follow. Clear? As I learn more and read more, I'm extremely thrilled and happy to be a member of the Advaita Parivar. Although we're a minority by far, out of every 10,000 Gaudiya Vaishnavas, maybe 500 are Advaita Parivar or so, like 5% or 10%. I think it's 10% or so, at most. Because it's a small family or whatever. That's just the will of the Lord. So this is a nice point about Lord Chaitanya. Nice prayer to Lord Chaitanya.